of item 5 is to consider the revised policy statement of principles under section 349 of the Gambling Act 2005 and recommend it for adoption by full council, which is paper C. Mr. Witch, can you maybe give us a brief overview of that? So we've also taken as read that we've all gone through the papers, so they're quite detailed there, but obviously any questions that have come up we'll put to Mr. Witch.
Thank you, Chair. As you will see, that the gambling policy is required to be renewed every 3 years. It is at that time in the proceedings that we need to review it. And we're putting the paper to you today for consideration and then recommend approval to full council in this particular case. One thing you do need to realise is that the paper is still currently out to consultation. It is due to expire at the end of December, as you will see in some of the details underneath, due to expire on the 28th of December 2015. You would have all been notified of that separately, but it is as a committee today that we'd like you to all consider it together and then approve the version as it stands at the moment to full council. What we have put in there is that any comments that we receive during the consultation, we will forward and include in the report that goes to full council. At this time, we haven't received any replies from the consultation which has been put in place for me to report to you today. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Winchcombe. Members, any questions, comments or otherwise? Councillor Bacon.
It's a point of information, really. Small society lotteries, which are dealt with on page C18. I just wondered if we're happy with the level of awareness of the requirements to register, or whatever one would call it in this case, for small society lotteries. I know people like carnivals, etc., do that, but I'm not sure that other people would know that there is a requirement to register. Is there any publicity or way that we can be assured that people do know of that requirement?
We certainly promote that through the website, and we do have a substantial number of applications to us in relation to that. We can look into other ways of trying to promote the awareness that needs to be put into place.
I suppose my question is, I'll be satisfied that it's there's sufficient awareness of it.
I think by the number of applications we've received, I think, yes, we do.
Thank you. Councillor Springfield?
Yes, only just a query about ensuring gambling is conducted in a fair and open way. On slot machines, are you saying that they have to be advertised what the winning odds are? Is it that type of thing? Because they're really in favour of making you lose, aren't they? So they're not fair.
Yeah, there is a requirement that the actual percentage payout is indicated on all of the machines, which we do on our regular checks. So yes, that's a requirement.
Councillor Eccles.
Thank you, Jane. Just a query on the geographical information, which sort of hit me in the because major towns: Newport, Cowes, East, just because that's kind of Ryde, Sandown, Shanklin, Fenton, and Yarmouth. Others are small villages. Yarmouth has a population, I think, of just under 900 in the last census. Freshwater's got a population of 5,400. As I represent Freshwater North, I feel very aggrieved with that.
I'm not sure where those towns come from. Probably historically, perhaps we should leave Yarmouth as a small town and take it out of a named one, if that would help you, Councillor Eccles.
Thank you. Any more things, Councillor Richards?
Yeah, I'm still trying to get my head around this. We're approving a draft policy. Well, then it will go on for full council to approve the main policy. which means the whole thing will then be debated all over again. I realise things as they are at the moment, it's better to bring up draft policy and hope that nothing else comes up in the meantime. There's still a lot of problems between now and January, when the next full council is. One in January, I think. But where do we go from there? Does it come back to this committee to approve the full policy, or it just seems that we're wasting our time discussing a draft policy when full council will have to approve the real policy?
Thank you, Councillor Richards. I'll just defer to Kevin, to Mr. Winchcombe. I think we've just got another 2 weeks, haven't we, left of the consultation period.
Yeah, the consultation finishes on the 28th of December. We would then write the report, which would go to full council. I take on board the comments that Councillor Richards has made, and I guess we would probably need to do is assess the comments which we received back in, and then make a decision whether we need to defer it for full council in January, which Justin is looking at me. Or take those points, Justin, if you wanted to say.
Well, I suppose my comment would be this council is required to have a policy in place, and our current policy expires in January, and it's a matter of timetabling. This committee, there's no actual requirement to take this policy to this committee, but it's always been seen fit to bring these policies, because you as a licensing committee will then discharge whatever they say, whether it's a subcommittee or it's a full committee, so you need to agree with them. And I don't see this as an academic exercise, because you as members may have comments that may then be reflected in what is reported to committee. So I think it's important that you do endorse this policy. I take on board that there's a draft element to this, because we're in the midst of consultation. But given this council has to have a policy in place, I would think there would have to be major comments and major changes not to be asking full council to approve a policy, simply given the fact our existing one runs out, I believe, doesn't it?
Yeah, it expires the end of January 2016.
There's not many great changes, are there, within the previous policy?
No, there's very few changes in the documentation from previous years. It's just about some of the changes just to make it tidier.
I guess us as members can talk to our fellow councillors that aren't members of this committee and answer any questions they've got, maybe. Work to save time on the night, maybe. Are you happy with that response, Councillor Richards?
Yeah.
Are there any other questions from the committee? No? Well, if we go on to the recommendation then. Sorry. Mr. Winchcombe, you're going to be addressing the Yarmouth freshwater issue in that geographical. That will come out of the draft, will it, and won't make it through to the.
Yeah, I'll remove that, the reference to Yarmouth being a major town.
Okay, Councillor Eccles. As long as you've got Newport in there, that's all. Right, so if we go on to page C4, the recommendation is to approve the draft revised policy statement of licensing principles and recommend adoption by full council. All those in favour? That's everyone. Thank you very much. And now, favourite part of the meeting is members' question time. Have we had any written questions, Kayleigh, through?
No, we haven't had any, Chair.
So I'll invite any